Halacha Hey, the final halacha of Nedorim and Shvois. Al pi haTorah posach Rabbi Shimon. This halacha is going to be based on a very famous chapter in the Kutimran, Torah Samach, chapter 60, which is one of Rabbeinu Zal's Rosh Hashanah Shurim, one of those long, long, super powerful chapters of the Kutimran. Ayin Shom Kol haTorah. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, check it out, look over the whole chapter. Mevoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Shaidei Sipurei Maisius Me'oirin Me'hashena. Rabbeinu Zal said, people say when you want to put somebody to sleep, you tell them a bedtime story. I say just the opposite. I say that when a person is asleep spiritually and you want to wake them up, tell them the right kind of story. The right kind of story is what will give the person the most powerful motivation and inspiration. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that when you're able to take people who are asleep and wake them up, this leads to bringing about that women who are barren should be able to have children. And this brings a very powerful shefa of yira, of fear and awe and respect for Hashem and for Kiddusha. Shaydeze nimshach arichus yomim, which is what brings about longevity of life, long life, v'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal discusses a couple other things there. Bechinas tikunei atik, and this is referred to as the tikun of atik. We know that when we speak about Hashem, when we speak about spirituality, the different levels are measured by age, meaning, when we talk about, just to keep it very simple, when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, the Sphirois, the 10 Sphirois, the lower ones, Netzach, Choid, Yesoid, are referred to as children, Bonim. The level above them, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, is called Ovois, parents. They correspond to Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, who are called parents. Chochma and Bina are called grandparents. And Keser is called great-grandparents, Sovin de Sovin, the highest type. The term Atik means old age. The term Atik is also a term used to refer to Keser, Atzilus, or above that. You know, those incredible high levels of holiness, which is synonymous with this term Arichus Yomim, long life. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that it's through these stories, by waking up from sleep, through Pekidas HaKoreis, through a shefa of Yira and Arichas Yomim, one is zoiche to great wealth. Which gives a person the ability to have a deep, deep understanding of Torah. She'i'ef she'lekabloi, which it's impossible to achieve without having great wealth. This is why the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. Who needed a higher level of understanding of Torah than Moshe Rabbeinu? Nobody, right? Moshe Rabbeinu had to have wealth. We're told that when Hashem gave the Luchos, from the chips of the Luchos, Mishom Nesasher Moshe, the Gemara says. From that, Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy because the chips, the luchos, were made of snapirion, a very, very expensive stone. And from the chips, Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very wealthy. Rabbeinu Zal gives examples. Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, who organized the Mishnayos, Rav Ashi, who organized the Gemara, these great leaders of Torah, who had a major, major job of transmitting, broadcasting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, we find that they had wealth. They had ashirus. Because in this chapter in the Kutimran, Rabbeinu Zal shows that in order to have this hizboinenus ha-Torah, a certain very high level of understanding of Torah, you need wealth. This would also explain why when the Jews left Egypt, it says Egypt was the economic, the financial center of the world at that time, right? And when they left Egypt, they cleaned them out. They took all their wealth and everything, right? And if that wasn't enough, when they met him again at Kriyas Yamsuf, they took whatever wealth they didn't get when they left Egypt, they got the rest of it over there. Tremendous wealth. The question is, hold on, there was no Saks and Fifth Avenue in the desert, what did they need all that wealth for? What were they going to do with all that wealth? Rav Nelson Zal explains in another place of Likutei Halachos, they were headed towards Matan Torah. They were headed towards Shavuos, the 50th day, when they would achieve Hizboinenus HaTorah, the highest level of deep understanding of Torah. A prerequisite for Hizboinenus HaTorah is wealth. Rabbeinu Zal says, just like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Im ein kemach ein Torah, if you don't have Parnassa, you can't have Torah. No tiki, no washi, right? No flour, F-L-O-U-R, no Torah. That's regular Torah. If you want a very, very high level of Torah, you need Ashirus Godoil, tremendous wealth. Obviously, this has different manifestations and different expressions, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in Likutei Moran there. And throughout the Likutei Halachos, you have maybe 15, 20 chapters of Likutei Halachos based on that Torah, where Rav Nelson Zal gives us all kinds of different examples and different interpretations of how this wealth manifests itself. A person would ask, what do you mean then? How can you have some great tzaddikim who are very poor? Where's their wealth? How are they zechut to high level of knowledge of Torah? The answer is, good question. Hashem's help will learn. We're told that one of the prerequisites is this Ashirus. Again, could be there are ways of bypassing it in certain exceptional cases, or could be these great tzaddikim had this wealth in different forms. There could be different forms of wealth. Sometimes it shows itself in gold and silver and diamonds and those things, and could be the Ashirus shows itself in other ways also. Paragraph Aleph, just a simple introduction to this halacha. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, speaks about in order to wake up people from their sleep, you need stories. And he speaks about two levels of stories. There are regular stories, there's minor leagues, and there's major leagues. There's stories of recent times, and there's stories that are from many, 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 many years ago. Mishonim Kadmonios. There are stories that are Mikerev Shonim, Rabbeinu Zal calls it, Bekerev Shonim, from recent times, and there are stories that go back thousands of years ago. And Rabbeinu Zal says, if a person's in a regular sleep, you can wake them up with regular stories, with stories of recent times. When a person falls deeply asleep spiritually, when they fall away from all 70 connections to the Torah, all 70 interpretations of the Torah, then you need stories, age ancient stories, to wake them up from their sleep. Rav Nelson Zal now in Likutei Halachos is going to show us how a vow accomplishes the same thing as a story. He's going to show us all the connections between Nedarim and Shvuos and Sipurei Maaseis. Now pay attention. Rav Nelson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Nedarim. Ayin Sham Kol Zeh Heitev. Rav Nelson Zal says, look over that chapter in Likutei Moran well to get a really strong foundation for this halacha. Now, paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas Nedarim. These concepts are tied into the concept of vows. Sheha'odom yochoy le'esar latzmoy dover hamuter, whereby a Jew has the ability to take something that's permissible and make it forbidden to him. Oy lechayev atzmoy lasois dover rishus, or to obligate himself to do something that he really has no obligation. Until he said it, he was not under any obligation to do it. Al yedei haneder, by taking this vow, nimtza, we see therefore, shal yedei haneder ha'odom yochoy lasois liatzmoy toira mikol dover sheboilam. We see that via this process called neder, I can convert anything into Torah. I can make this chair part of the Torah by making a vow that I'm going to sit in the chair or I'm not going to sit in the chair. Suddenly the chair got written into the Torah. Just a quick story to maybe perk things up a little bit. There's a story with the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh that during his time there was a wealthy businessman who had sent a shipment of cattle from one place to another place. And in those days they had no telegraphs and no faxes and no blackberries and no berry blacks and none of this stuff. And sometimes to get information to find out what happened with his cattle was quite difficult. And somehow he was hearing rumors that his cattle didn't make it to where they were supposed to get to. He had shipped a couple of hundred cattle, and you know, to him this was thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. And he was in tremendous turmoil. And so he asked somebody, what do I do? I'm going nuts. I'm going crazy about this. I can't sleep at night. My whole fortune is in, you know. Guy said to him, why don't you go see the Baal Shem Tov? Why don't you go see one of the great tzaddikim? He says, the Baal Shem Tov, he also is a cattle dealer. He says, no, but he deals in everything. He's got the world in his hands, you know, and maybe go see him. He didn't have any alternatives. He decides he's going to go to the Baal Shem Tov. Goes to the Baal Shem Tov. He's a little bit concerned about how this is going to work, but he goes to the Baal Shem Tov and comes in and he says, I hope you're not going to get upset or insulted by what I'm going to ask, but I need your help regarding this shipment of a lot of cattle that I shipped, you know, to this other country or city. And the Baal Shem Tov looks at him and says, no problem. Bring me the Zohar HaKadosh over there on the shelf. Bring me volume A, such and such of the... guy says, he wants to look it up in the Zohar HaKadosh. My cattle goes over, brings it. And the Baal Shem Tov starts looking and looking. And this guy gets curious. And the Gemara says, Ha'osher Yana Azus. Wealthy people usually have chutzpah. So this guy figures he's got to ask. He says, you mean to say my cattle are in the Zohar HaKadosh? So the Baal Shem Tov says, of course. Don't you understand? Hashem created the world. It says when Hashem created the world, he created the world with the Torah. The Torah was the blueprint for the entire creation. So everything in creation is in the Torah. You just have to have the right lenses to be able to look and see. He says, just be quiet for a minute. He looked a little further. He told him, okay, your cattle right now are on such and such a place. Everything's okay. You'll see. You're going to find out that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know. And sure enough, we see, Lahav, you know, that's one example of the cattle being in the Torah. And here we're learning about Neder, where Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us that with Neder, you have the ability to make Torah out of anything, to take anything and plug it into the Torah. Kegoin, for example, Leilech Lamokin Ploini, for example, to go to a certain place, to go to a certain store, or to travel to a certain city. Even though there's no mitzvah in the Torah saying you should go to that store, however, when the person accepts upon himself a neder, I hereby make a vow that once a week I'm going to go to this particular store, or a shvua, leilech l'shem, to go there, azai mitzvah v'chiyuv olav min ha-Torah leilech l'shem, he suddenly has acquired a mitzvah from the Torah to go to that store, l'kayim nidro yishvosa, in order to fulfill his neder or shvua. V'chein lehepech, and also it works the other way, negative. K'she'oyser olav dovra mutar al yidei neder u'shvua, she'oyser li'atzmoy yisur chodesh medoy raisa yidei nidroi. That when a person declares something, he takes something that's 100% permissible, orange juice, Coca-Cola, whatever it is, and he declares, he makes a vow that he's not going to drink that item, you know, via neder u'shvua, he creates a new yisur de'oraisa. Suddenly this thing is forbidden to him midoraisa through this neder that he made. Even though, were it not for this neder, this thing would not be forbidden to him whatsoever. Through neder and shvua, a person has the ability to make Torah out of anything in the world. This corresponds to the concept of these special stories of the true tzaddikim, these special stories that they told, she'al yodom mo'irin mehashena, through which we wake people up from their sleep, through these deep, deep special stories that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. The Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, we're referring to Mashayesh b'nei yodom she'yeshenem es yomeim. There are Jews who are sleeping away their life, al yedei shenestalek peneihem, through the fact that their face has left them. What is the face? Shehu sichlam huamiti. The face represents their light, Their true das, their true seichel has left them. They've lost their minds. They become crazy. They become intoxicated with the stupidity of this physical world. They've been grabbed by the education of the secular education and the secular values and everything, and they've forgotten who they are and what they've forgotten, that this world is just a prerequisite. You know, it's just a preview for the real thing. This is just a stepping stone for the real life. And these people have gotten involved in all the shtuyot, and they've totally lost their contact with their neshama, with their soul, with their future, with Hashem, with Gan Eden, and everything. So they, and because of that, they're sleeping away their life. They're not doing anything to feed their soul or to prepare provisions for the long trip that they're going to make when they pass away. Shezeo b'chinas shena. This is also referred to as sleep. Person is spiritually asleep. Ve'iefsher lo'iraram al yedei ha'toyra. And these people, when a person is in that state, it's impossible to wake them up by telling them, you know, you're supposed to do this and this. You have to do this. You're not allowed to do that. It ain't going to work. That's not going to inspire them. That's not going to motivate them. Kim al yidei sipurei maisius. One of the ways that we're able to wake these people up, to inspire them, is through stories. Shemalbishim bohem haponim shel Torah. Whereby in these stories is hidden the faces of the Torah, the seichel of the Torah. K'may shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh inyan nedorim. And this is tied into our topic of vows. She'al yodom oisin Torah mikol hadvarim shebo'olam kanal. We said that when a person makes a vow, he can turn anything into Torah, right? He can take physical things and turn them into Torah. Ki ikur bechinas sheina hanal shehu histalkus aponim shu asecha kanal nimshach al yedei shemizgaber hevlei oylam hazeh shu oylam huasiyah al hatoyra. Rav Nosson says, because this sleep, this spiritual sleep that there are many Jews who have fallen into, meaning they've lost their sechel, they've lost their mind, they've lost their real intelligence, their higher intelligence, to realize that they're not cows. A cow works and eats and sleeps and works and eats and sleeps. A human being is something way above that. A human being has a much higher purpose in life. So they've lost that seichel. How did that come about? By all the nonsense of this physical world has taken them over. Shehu oylam oasiyah, this world of action, this world of physicality, has overtaken the Torah in their lives. The Torah has lost its meaning in their lives. It has no place in their lives. And it's been replaced by the nonsense of this world, by the gashmius of this world. Ki ha-Torah v'ho'ilam hein b'chinas guf v'nefesh. Because the Torah and the physical world are like the soul and the body. Ki kol ho'ilam hu b'chinas guf legabi ha-Torah shehi ha-nefesh v'achiyus shel koilam. Because the entire physical world is like the body compared to the soul, which is the Torah, which is like the battery that keeps the whole world going, right? The source of energy, of spiritual energy of the whole world, is the Torah. Ki kemoi she'ein laguf shum tnua v'chiyus kiim al yidei ha-nefesh. Because just as the body has no movement and no life to it without the soul, right? When a person dies, the body's right there. You got the whole body right in front of you. But it's lifeless. Why? Because Hashem pulled out the battery. He took out the soul, so you got nothing there. Kimoy kein ein leho'olam shum kiyum v'chiyus kiyum al yidei ha-Torah. So too the world, the physical world, has no life without the Torah. Shehi ikar hachius v'hakiyum shel kol hoylam, which is the life and what sustains the entire world. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki hu chayecha, the Torah is your life. U'kishem izgabrim hevli hoylam ala Torah, and when all the nonsense of this world, when the foolishness of this physical world overtakes the Torah, it replaces the Torah chas v'shalom in some people's lives. Hainu She'ha'odom mezbatel. The person detaches himself from the Torah, v'shoicheach es ha'Torah k'dosha, and they forget the Torah, al yidei hevelei oylam ha'maisa, through all the nonsense, all the foolishness of the physical world, they get involved in education in order to be able to earn a livelihood. And then they get a job, and it's not the job they have to work on Shabbos, chas shalom, you know, and suddenly they become totally detached and removed from their religion, you know, from Torah, from Yiddishkeit. Zehu bechinas shena. This is an example of sleep. Ki kemoi hashena begashmius, shehu alidei kvedus haguf. Just like physical sleep, what brings on sleep? When the body feels heavy, the person's eyelids are heavy and their body feels heavy, they have no more energy. They can't keep going. They can't keep thinking. They can't keep talking. And, you know, so the body shuts down. It closes down. And that causes the seichel to leave. The neshama leaves. When a person goes to sleep, the soul leaves them for the most part. Bechinas shena, at sleep. Kemoikein mamish. In exactly the same form, bechinas shena, we have this other kind of sleep, when the influences of this physical world, the bodily influences of the physical world, overtake the Torah, which is the neshama, which is the nefesh, the soul, the battery. And the person goes into a spiritual sleep. Even if the person's walking around and they're eating and they're talking, they're laughing and they're disco, they're breakdancing in the disco, the guy's asleep. He's totally asleep. He looks alive to you. He looks to you like he's jumping up and down. Wow, he's really alive. He's sleeping. Because again, it's a joke. Lahavdil, just like sometimes after you kill you shecht a chicken or you shecht an animal, the animal's still flapping around, right? Or the fish, after you take a fish out of water, it's flapping around, right? It looks really alive, right? But we know it's very dead. So too some of these people who are flapping around. They're jumping, they're conquering now, they're buying 30 car, a lot of cars and all. It's like the dead fish that's flapping around, you know, but it's lifeless, Rahman al-Islam, because the battery's not there. There's no Torah there, which is the soul of the person. That's the real battery. And because of the fact that the Gashmius has overtaken the Torah, it has either crushed or replaced the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, you can't wake this person up with Torah. They've lost their connection to Torah. The only way you can wake him up is through stories, Sipurei Maaseis. Ki hatzadik ho'emes yoideya ha'toiro ha'ne'elemes b'chol maisa ho'olam mitchila v'atzoif. Because the true tzadik knows all the hidden Torah that's hidden in all the stories of the world. Just like Rabbein Azal told the story of the prince and the pauper. One example of it. The 11th story in Sipurei Maaseis about the prince and the child of the king and the child of the maidservant that got switched. We know Rabbein Azal told the story based on somebody brought up that was speaking about Napoleon. How Napoleon started off like a slave, a servant. His parents, his ancestry were servants. And he rose to such a position of stature to take over to rule France, which at that time was mamish, a world power. And from that, Rabbein Azal led into telling the story of the Ben Melech and the Ben Shifcha Shenechlefu, because Rabbein Azal knew the hidden Torah in all the stories of the world. The stories that people tell, in those stories is found all kinds of hidden Torah. V'yodea lahalbish haponim shel haTorah b'chol ma'as olam. And the true tzaddik knows how to hide the seichel of the Torah in all the different stories of the world. And that's what gives him the ability to wake up some of these people who are spiritually asleep, to take them out of their sleep. What made these people go to sleep? What put them to sleep? What put these people to sleep was the fact that the physical world, the stories of the physical world took over the Torah, replaced the Torah in their lives. And all the news and everything going on in the physical world replaced the Torah in their lives. So the tzaddik has the ability to take the stories of the world and find and identify the hidden Torah in that. And by him telling over his stories to these people, by that he takes them out of their sleep. Ki hu megale shegam b'chol ma'isa ha'olam hazeh b'kulam melubash Torah niflah. Because the tzaddik reveals that in all the stories of the world is hidden, is cloaked, very high-level Torah, very deep items of Torah. By the fact that the tzaddik has the ability to tell over stories that seem to be talking about, you know, regular things, princes and kings and people traveling and hunting and going on shiva. Ulahalbish bohem haponim shel haTorah, and the tzaddik hides inside those stories the seichel of the Torah. Shaydezeh hu megale shaTorah kedoshim melubeshes v'nelemes b'chol ma'isel mazeh. By doing this, the tzaddik shows that the Torah is hidden and cloaked in everything that's taking place in the physical world. And this is how he eliminates this sleep, this spiritual sleep from the world. What made those people go to sleep, we said? When the Olam Hazeh covered up the Torah, right? Or it replaced the Torah. The tzaddik reverses the process. He identifies the Torah that's found in all the Maisa of Olam Hazeh, in all the stories of Olam Hazeh. Me'achar shehu megale shegam b'chol Maisa Olam Hazeh melubash Torah. Because once the tzaddik is able to reveal and show how in worldly stories is found Torah, he reverses the process of what put these people to sleep. These people went to sleep because the worldly stories covered up and drowned the Torah or replaced the Torah. The tzaddik reverses that process by taking worldly stories and bringing out the Torah that's found in those stories. He understands and knows the Torah that's found, and when he tells the story, he connects to that hidden Torah in that story, and this is what he uses to wake up those people who are on this deep spiritual sleep.